We all know the health dangers of secondhand cigarette smoke, and you may have thought that it just stands to reason that secondhand marijuana smoke may be similarly dangerous. Well, now there's some science to back that up. According to new research at UCSF, lab rats exposed to pot smoke without the active ingredient tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, experienced reduced blood vessel function. For more on this, we turn to the KCBS Newsline and lead researchers, Dr. Matthew Springer, Associate Professor of Medicine at UCSF. And Dr. Springer, we thank you for joining us this morning. So I'm just curious, what prompted you to get interested enough to look at secondhand marijuana smoke?
I actually got interested at Paul McCartney's concert at AT&T Park a few years ago, if you ask. I was sitting there in the audience, and a bunch of people started lighting up, and I was thinking to myself, hey, you know, they can't do that. And then I realized, oh, it's not cigarettes, it's pot. And I was struck by the fact that in a place like San Francisco, where I think people wouldn't tolerate their neighbors smoking cigarettes next to them in the stadium, they were okay with the pot smoke.
Did you have any effect?
No, not at all. I mean, there was no contact high or anything like that. And I wasn't sitting close enough to people smoking to really breathe a lot in, but there was a haze, a cloud of smoke that was covering the stadium. For any of the listeners that were there, they'll remember Paul McCartney actually stopped the concert, sniffed the air, and said, there's something in the air. It must be San Francisco. But that got me thinking, you know, that so many people that avoid cigarette smoke don't feel the need to avoid marijuana smoke, and we could look into that.
All right, so you took some lab rats, and you subjected them to, as I understand it, 30 minutes of secondhand marijuana smoke without the THC content in there, and you observed their blood vessel function. What were the results of that?
So actually, we did expose them to smoke from marijuana without the THC, and we also exposed them to smoke from marijuana with the THC, this regular marijuana. And the results were the same. The blood vessel function went down after 30 minutes of exposure. And this is what happens when you expose rats or people to secondhand tobacco smoke. In the case of the secondhand tobacco smoke, usually blood vessel function has returned by about half an hour later. But with the marijuana, the blood vessel function went down, and then it did not come back half an hour later.
And the blood vessel function is important because it carries oxygen through your body, correct?
Right. Now, it's not that the blood stopped flowing, but a healthy blood vessel, a healthy artery, will expand. It will open up and grow in diameter when it needs to pass more blood to the heart or the extremities, if you're doing something with exertion. Yeah. And so this is a way of getting enough oxygen to the tissues that need it. And it's also a way of keeping the vessels pliable. If this does not work, after a while you increase the risk of atherosclerosis.
But, you know, I have to question, what is the likelihood? And, you know, let's you know, full disclosure, I don't think I've been around anyone who would smoke weed for 30 minutes straight and in an enclosed area where you might get a contact high, that's for sure. But, I mean, what's the likelihood that this particular occurrence would happen in the daily life of anyone listening right now?
Yeah, well, that's a fair question. There are actually several ways of looking at it. So first of all, the half-hour exposure that we did, without giving you the long details, the way that we did our exposure, most of the exposure took place over the first 10 minutes. So that's one thing. Another thing is that when we have studied tobacco secondhand smoke, and we think that the two are working by the same mechanisms, it's just the combustion of dried plant material, we've actually detected impairment of vascular function after 1 minute of exposure to tobacco secondhand smoke. And the last thing I would say is that even though one person might not smoke marijuana for half an hour, if you are at a party where a lot of people are smoking marijuana, there's a lot of pot smoke in the air, if you're at a Paul McCartney concert, right? And especially now that marijuana is being legalized in more and more states, I think there will be more and more of an opportunity for the general public to find themselves being exposed to marijuana smoke. And for that reason, I think it's important that when people, individuals, and governments who write public smoke-free laws, when they consider smoke-free, they have to define that as free of marijuana smoke as well as free of tobacco smoke.
In our final moments here, Dr. Springer, is there a follow-up to this experiment?
Well, we're going to want to see whether 1 minute or very short exposures impairs vascular function as it does in with tobacco smoke. And we'd like to understand more about what's happening on a molecular and cellular level, although I think we might proceed along those lines by studying tobacco. It's a lot easier to study tobacco smoke, far less regulation.